My name is Leslie Taylor, and I was born on the 4th of November 1920 in the part of North Manchester called Oldham. In September 1940, three of us walked out of the university. We walked to Dover Street, Manchester, and there I enlisted in the Royal Air Force. I had a desire to get airborne. A few minutes later, either Whitley's or Wellington bombers would be flying alongside with Sprog air gunners trying to shoot holes in the windsock. Paddy Piper's plane landed and the Wellington landed, and he walked over to the door as the air gunners were getting out, and they were all laughing. And he found the guy who had actually shot holes in the plane's tail, thumped him very hard, and came back saying he felt pretty good.
Sycamore, moonlight in Vermont.
Having asked Patricia to dance with me, it took me about another 10 seconds to fall in love. And from there on, there was no one else in my life. No one else I wanted to look at, except Patricia Thornley.
Snowlight in Vermont.
And after going to Canada myself, I lost track of him. We were school chums, we played football together, we discussed world affairs together. He was a great character. I was sitting in the crew room one afternoon when the mail came up. This was summer 1943. There was a letter from my father, and on opening it, the first paragraph said, "Son, I have some very tragic news for you. Roland was killed flying his aircraft in India." Getting out and knowing people and meeting people from all over the country and from Europe. We had Zeta Strand from Canada, we had a Frenchman from Lille, we had people from Ireland. These were wonderful people, and it was a great experience to meet Geordies and Scotsmen and Welshmen. She never came into contact pre-war in your everyday life. All that night, I've got flashes of their conversation and treating me as an equal. It was wonderful.